Well, most of you are aware that there has been little improvement in the overall economic outlook right here in the United States. The official unemployment rate has risen from 5% at the very beginning of the recession back in December of 2007 to 9.6% in September of 2010. Unemployment has increased from 7.7 million individuals up to 14.8 million individuals. But remember, those are just the official numbers, and we all know that those are doctored. For teenagers, it's much worse. The job market for young people is worse now than it's ever been. The official unemployment rate for teenagers now sits at 26%. And of course, there is the plunging housing sector. Since 2006, the equity that Americans have had in their homes has plunged by $6.5 trillion, or 48%. Of course, the Federal Reserve sought to remedy these massive economic problems by lowering interest rates to nearly zero and by buying $1.7 trillion of securities, including mortgage-backed securities, which was an unprecedented act. And now the latest CPI report was just released showing that the index for U.S. consumer prices rose only 0.1% in September. All told for the year, core prices have risen just 0.8%, according to government data. And that's the lowest 12-month gain since 1961. That's right, according to the official numbers produced by the United States Department of Labor, the annualized rate of core inflation is at its lowest level in nearly five decades. Now, while economists fear inflation, the one thing they fear even more is deflation. If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that the inflation-deflation debate is a regular topic on many of our shows. For the last couple of months, the Fed has appeared to be in somewhat of a quandary about how to proceed. Are we heading towards inflation or are we heading towards deflation? Now, however, it appears that the Fed has designed a plan. And if you pay very close attention to this plan, I believe that you will make some major profits through the next 12 to 15 months. The Federal Reserve's initial goal, and it's important that you understand this, the Federal Reserve's initial goal is to get you to consume more and to save less. They want you to go shopping. They want you to buy more cars. They want you to buy another home. They want you to take vacations. The last thing that they want you to do is to save money or to pay off debts. This is because we have, here in America, a debt-based monetary system where money itself is debt. The Fed knows how the system works because they created it. They know that if you don't stop paying off your debts, and if you continue your efforts to save money, then it will be game over, and the whole house of cards will come crashing down. So if the Fed can get you to consume more and save less, then this will help them achieve their ultimate goal, which is boosting domestic demand and reducing the unemployment rate. But unfortunately, U.S. consumers just simply don't have the ability to go consume like they did in the good old days because many of them don't have jobs anymore. And they're upside down on their homes, or worse, they're facing foreclosure. And businesses are in the same boat. They're reluctant to hire, and they're certainly not going to expand their operations when consumer demand is weak. Despite all that the Fed has tried over the last 2 years, they just cannot seem to fix the problem. The reason that their efforts have failed is because the Fed cannot fix the problem, because the Fed is the problem. Nevertheless, the Fed is going to try to fix this mess. And if you've been listening to the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke lately, then you know exactly what their next move is. On Friday, while speaking about the economy at a conference, Bernanke stated that the stubbornly high unemployment rate and the low level of inflation indicate the need for further quantitative easing. This Fed speak means that the Fed is going to be cranking up the printing presses again to purchase hundreds of billions and quite possibly even up to $2 trillion more dollars worth of government bonds. Why? Didn't they notice that the first round of money printing did not work? Of course they did. The Fed may be malicious, but they are not stupid. I believe that the Fed is attempting to raise fears of inflation. They want you to think that they are going to cause inflation. Why? Because if the public perceives that inflation lies ahead, what will they do? Well, let me ask the question another way. If the American public believes that the price of everyday goods and services may be going up soon, how do you think they will respond? By consuming more now rather than later. The Fed is attempting to create general expectations of inflation through its policy statements and actions. Now, back in early 2010, I told you that I did not believe that there would be any interest rate hikes until 2011. I am now revising that prediction, and I'm stepping out on a limb, and I'm going to say that I believe that interest rates will be left at record low levels throughout the majority of 2011 and possibly into the early part of 2012. While we don't know anything for certain now, on November 3rd, the Federal Reserve will meet and announce its decision on how to proceed. At this November 3rd Fed meeting, I am 99.9% sure that we are going to hear that the Fed is going to pump massive amounts of currency into the system through a new quantitative easing program. You will begin to hear about the fear of inflation, and while others go out and buy perishable goods, you should be investing in hard assets. If you think that gold and silver and other commodities have gone up, you will be in for a surprise when you see what this second round of quantitative easing does to the price of commodities. Massive inflation lies ahead, and the Federal Reserve is telling you that it's getting ready to create it. Fortunes are made in times like these. How are you preparing?